KSL News Time, 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Arizona Coyotes are coming to Utah. The NHL Board of Governors unanimously voted to approve the move this afternoon. This new hockey franchise owned by Ryan Smith will be playing in Utah by next season. I'm KSL News Radio's Claire Scott.
Second, the jury's now been selected for former President Trump's trial. Now they need a half dozen alternate jurors ahead of opening arguments. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That would have been the accident that we had in Sandy, northbound I-15 after 106 South. They have been able to get it moved not only to the shoulder, but off the road completely. We still have residual delays into Draper. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
From below average in the 50s to above average in the 60s. I'm Devin Mishuli.
It's 54 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Lindsay Davis, anchor of Prime, streaming weeknights on ABC News Live. A full jury of 12 has been seated in former President Trump's hush money trial. They were seated after two jurors were dismissed earlier today. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
This jury is made up of seven men and five women, all from the diverse neighborhoods of Manhattan. All of them said they could be fair and impartial, but they all have some opinion of former President Trump.
Six alternates need to be seated before opening statements can begin. While facing opposition from some hard right Republicans, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is still expected to bring four separate measures to the House floor, including aid for Ukraine and Israel.
If these bills do go to the floor, the question hanging over these hardline Republicans is, will they make good on their threats to Johnson's job? And if that happens, will Johnson need to turn to Democratic votes to offset those hardline Republican no votes that might eventually go for his job?
ABC's Jay O'Brien on Capitol Hill. The president of Columbia University authorized police to clear the campus of students protesting Israel's war in Gaza. This comes one day after she testified on Capitol Hill about the university's handling of anti-Semitism. There were several arrests. Despite Robert Kennedy Jr.'s independent run for president, members of the Kennedy family joined President Biden at a campaign rally in Philadelphia endorsing his reelection bid. Kerry Kennedy is Robert Kennedy Jr.'s sister.
The best way forward for America is to reelect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to four more years.
The widespread outage that left thousands of people in four states unable to call 911 for hours was caused by a technology company that had a problem installing a light pole in South Dakota. Services in parts of South Dakota, Nebraska, Texas, and Nevada have been restored. You're listening to ABC News.
And now the in-depth on KSL. There's controversy in Hollywood this afternoon over artificial intelligence. It's all about the number one movie at the box office, Civil War, but the movie is not the actual issue. ABC's Jason Nathanson is joining us live. Jason, what's this all about?
This is about the parent company or the movie studio behind the Civil War, A24. They put out marketing posters this past week after the movie hit number one saying Civil War in theaters now. And the posters are depict scenes from, you know, different cities being taken over by Civil War. You have Los Angeles, you have San Francisco, you have Chicago, and some others, Miami as well. And if you look at the posters, especially the one in Miami, you look at it, it looks like, you know, a destroyed city, a war-torn city, and you see a car that's blown up. You look really closely at the car, you notice the car has three windows on one side and three doors.
Oops.
And you go, that seems weird. And you look at the picture of Chicago and you go, that seems weird if you live in Chicago, because, you know, those two buildings, they're not positioned like that on the river. They're split apart, and one seems to be in the middle of the river. And so a lot of people have said, okay, this is AI, and this is, you know, unacceptable, especially in an industry where we just had two strikes that were a lot of the issues had to do with AI. We're still hurting from that. And now A24 is using, they could have used artists or they could have used something else rather than AI to generate these posters. And people are losing jobs over this. And also, so the comments on the A24 site on Instagram where the pictures are posted are just savaging A24, saying, look, this is a movie about photojournalism. And here you guys are creating fake photos. There's a little bit of irony in that.
Okay, there's an alphabet soup of letters in this question, Jason. Do they use AI to create the actual background scenes in movies, or is that just CGI?
No, I mean, for now, that's CGI mostly. I don't think they're using it full-blown AI yet, but that's another concern, is when they start to do really when the stuff actually becomes good and it doesn't put three doors on a car or, you know, other things that you have to fix, it's going to be able to do this. And as we're seeing AI progress and progress really, really fast, it's looking pretty good. There's a new trailer out in the past couple of days for a new James Bond movie that doesn't exist, starring Henry Cavill and Margot Robbie.
Now, but it's not real?
It's not real. And neither one of them have been announced to be in a new Bond movie. But it looks AI, but it also looks kind of good. You can see where it's going, and it gives people a hint of what these people would look like in this movie. Mm. You can bet this kind of technology is going to be used in making the CGI stuff in movies very soon.
The future is coming faster than we expected. ABC's Jason Nathanson joining us live. It's 3:20.